Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Gillian McGrath is founder of Change, Grow, Succeed, and she's a life coach. Gillian, good morning.
Good morning, PJ, and thanks so much for inviting me on the show today.
Delighted. It is more difficult for a woman to get back into the workforce after a breakaway than a man. Is that a fact, isn't it, at this stage?
Well, I'm not sure if it's an actual fact, but I can be absolutely sure that that's the perception out there. I have spent the last two decades working with and supporting many, many women and men in their pursuit to return to the workplace after a career break. And like you said, and there's many reasons for this. For some, it was maybe to take care of a baby. Maybe it was taking care of elderly relatives. Maybe it was due to injury or an accident. And people who really want to return to the workplace, it can be really, really challenging. Yeah. But I definitely see with women, they are more stuck and hold themselves back a lot, PJ. That's true.
They hold themselves back. How?
Well, what I see with more women than men that I coach, they're more likely to have, I mean, what we call self-limiting beliefs, or they have told themselves expired stories such as, gosh, I'm irrelevant. I'm too old to start again. Gosh, sure, I have nothing really to add. So women will tell themselves these stories and they become beliefs, and these beliefs are actually keeping them stuck, if that makes sense.
They tell themselves this, but are those feelings promoted by people around them, or is it just something that they sit and brood about?
In my experience, in the main, it's self-sabotaging. So it's women who are telling themselves these stories. Because
that's
again,
sad.
PJ, you know, it is very, very sad. Absolutely. And it has an enormous impact. You see, for men, not just women, but for men, anyone who comes out of the workplace and who wants to get back, the confidence is a real barrier, the lack of confidence. But I suppose how I like to help people is the first thing we do is to get them looking at their mindset, to get them looking at those expired stories and challenge them and help them refocus and their mindset and help them move forward.
There's a term you use there I've not heard before, expired stories.
Mm.
What's that mean?
Yeah. So an expired story is a story that may have been true in your past, but it's no longer serving you.
I see.
So as an example, you might have told yourself that, I can't think on my feet because I was in a meeting 10 years ago and I was asked a question and I gave a terrible answer. So now I believe that I can't think on my feet. So any job spec I see where it requires a bit of initiative or ability to think on their feet, I'll rule that out because I can't do that.
Women are terrible. Some women are terrible for beating themselves up, aren't they?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I run a lot of programs on empowering women and women in leadership. And for sure, how women and men engage in the workplace is different. And there are, would you believe, there are habits that are really unique to women. More women than men, not every single woman, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But more women than men that do hold them back. So, I've made it. It's my passion, PJ, supporting women and men in their return to the work, to the workplace after a career break.
There's probably people listening to us right now who are agreeing with a lot of what you said and nodding quietly and sadly to themselves over a coffee. Mm. They would love to get back to work. They know they want to. They know the opportunity is there. But they just don't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have the motivation to take step one. So what should they do?
Well, I think, and we've just touched on it, the first thing there is to look at your mindset, because your mindset is key. If you're telling yourself that you're redundant, you're irrelevant, you've no confidence, that is a mindset isn't really going to serve you. Mm-hmm. So when I'm working with clients, I would encourage them to get curious. Get curious about themselves. Get curious about who they are in September 2021 and what it is they want from a job. And I'd also encourage them to think about what they can bring. So, for example, if you've been out of the workplace for a number of years due to accident or injury because you've been caring for a family or caring for elderly relatives, you're probably going to be extremely resourceful and creative.
Yeah.
You're probably brilliantly organized. You're probably really hungry and ambitious for yourself.
You've got multi-skilling licked. If you've raised a child 100%. To school, you've got multi-skilling licked.
Oh, down to a T. Down to a T. And quite often that difference can be a strength in the workplace. You know, you're coming in, you're hungry, you want to do well, you're mature, you have life experience. So they're all real value adds and recognized value adds in the workplace. So looking at your mindset, that would be the first thing. Now, the second thing I would always advocate and how I support my clients is to do an audit, which sounds a funny, but an audit of their interests, an audit of their skills, their professional experience. And I suppose when I'm working with clients, they'll say my interests, like how is that relevant? And I'd always say, well, what it is that you want from a role now in September 2021 could be well different to what you wanted from a job back in 2011 or 2015, and helping people understand that we're products of a very dynamic environment and life happens and our priorities change. So it's very important if you want to go back into the workplace that you are honouring where you're at now. Mm-hmm. And of course, doing an audit of your skills, your strengths and your talents. Like I'll ask clients, you know, what puts fire in your belly? Or what do you love learning about?
Is it better to have someone close to you maybe write a list? Because it's very hard to adjudicate yourself.
It is. I'm laughing because that's so true. I mean, people say to me, you're not going to give me a blank piece of paper now and ask me to fill it, are you? Because nothing can be more terrifying, particularly if, you know, these are not really questions we tend to ask ourselves. What I would say is there's some really good resources out there. I'll put them on my website, PJ. I'll send them to you. But careersportal.ie is a really good resource, and it's a point of reference I refer to with clients to do an audit of, let's say, transferable skills. They have great, and they're free, right? So it's kind of self-assessments that you can do for free, and they're really good. But otherwise, I mean, yes, a trusted friend could help, but I would say if this is new to you, it's well worth investing in someone who has experience in this. But for now, people can go online. As I said, there are resources there, and I'm more than happy to share those with
you. Your website is what, Gillian?
www.changegrowsucceed.com.
All right, listen, good talking to you on the Opinion Line, and good luck to anyone who's trying to get back into the workplace. That's Gillian McGrath, founder of Change Grow Succeed.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.